king, better than diamond ring. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe, football.
So old timers, do you remember the names like Bronco Nagurski and Night Train Lane, Bulldog Turner, my man Sam Huff, in the snow and the mud, they were still real tough. Crazy Leg Church, and remember Raymond Berry asked me if they hit hard, and I'll say Berry, Paul, Christian, Buddy, Young Lady Moore, it's them I adore, they seem to always score. Ed Sprinkle, defensive end for those years, Gene Big Daddy Liston was the man to fear. You have Steve Van Buren and Otto Graham, Johnny Unitas had the arm of a Superman. We had Charlie Trippi and Gino Marquette. If you're searching for a champion, they're your best bet. Which I could quarterback, like Johnny Lou Jack or even Sid Luckman, as a matter of fact. Do you remember Red Brains, the galloping ghost? He could do a 95 running coast to coast. You had Norm Van Brocklin, a real great player, so swift with his moves that he could be mayor. Why ain't Tittle, Ali Madison? Hey, I remember all those guys from back in the days.
It's the sort of thing, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe to toe. Football, 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 football.
Ooh, what's going on, everybody? This is Cali Mike coming at you with a hot new episode of Take This LLLLL. The best show on the air where I bring you the hottest takes and the best. I mean to say, we keep it trill. We keep it trill, 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 trill. That's the way we keep it on this show, and that's the way we like it. And we're going to keep doing it how I do it. Oh, show. Oh, sure. And we got a lot to go over. Has happened. 6, 6, 7. A lot has happened in football. A lot has happened in sports in general. And we are going.
For centuries.
Talking about every bit of it. I'm just looking up a couple of things on the wire here. Man, this is, I don't know. You know, like I said, we've had a lot going this past week. We had Rivalry Week, which is, you know, where they play all the big rivalries, the big games. We had some really big ones. We had, you know, the biggest probably was the Iron Bowl, which is, that was Alabama-Auburn. Then we had the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Then we had, let me see, I don't know if I know the names of all these rivalries. It was a bunch of them. We had Baylor-TCU. UCF, South Florida, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Clemson, South Carolina, West Virginia, Oklahoma, which I think that game used to be Oklahoma, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Stanford, Ohio State, Michigan, the big boy. Oh, yeah, and the Apple Trophy. Washington State. They were all pretty good. You know, we had a big outcome in the Iron Bowl that's going to have repercussions into who goes to the college football playoffs. We're definitely going to get into that. Also, just looking at looking at some of this stuff that's going on over here with Michigan. Jim Harbaugh, you know, he's the coach over there at Michigan. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I suppose, you know, he's a good head coach. But I just don't know how good he is. You know, I'll say that. I mean, I don't, you know. I don't know. You know. I mean, he was, you know, he was at Stanford. He definitely made Stanford better. But, you know, sometimes you kind of wonder how much is a guy that gets good players. And, you know, he's the type of guy, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. He can only coach his type of players. And that's not even to say that he can't coach. I mean, and that is to say that he can't coach good players. He has to coach his type of players. You know, and if you're not one of his kind of guys, then, you know, I don't think that, I don't think you're going to be that successful with him. I'm looking here, you know, they've already had transfers. And looks like they're going to have a bunch more. I mean, this year's team, Michigan, just wasn't that good. You know, the only real win that they had, you know, was over Florida. And we know how UF turned out to be this year. The other games, I mean, you know, they just weren't that good. They barely beat Indiana, you know, or else they'd be, you know, be a five-loss team. You know, five. Five and four in conference. You know, so you got to just kind of wonder how good these guys really are. Don't know. Looks like, you know, and like I said, and then again, most of this, you know, maybe like I say, you know, he's probably, you know, some of these guys are transferring. Wilkes Bate is transferring. He's a guy that, you know, I think he's, I don't know, did he start? I think he was a starting quarterback this season. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he started last year He started off starting this year, but he's transferring. So that pretty much means that they probably told him, you know, they're going to go a different way in the beginning of the season. And they got a couple other guys that are transferring too. But my thing is, why didn't they just start, you know, why didn't they make that change already? So it's not like any of their quarterback, Michigan haven't had a good, it was the last time we had a good Michigan quarterback. I mean, I don't know. The last good Michigan quarterback was it Chad Henne. Last good Michigan quarterback. They had Denard Robinson, who was okay. He can get picked up by a team this year. So that's current. He probably needs to go play overseas somewhere. Yeah, they had Chad. I mean, Denard Robinson. He was all right. Like I said, you look at his freshman year, he probably should have won the Heisman. His freshman year. I mean, sophomore year. Well, I guess you call it either freshman year. I think this is redshirt freshman year, 2010. He probably should have won the Heisman. Dude passed for 2,500 yards with 18 touchdowns and then rushed for 1,700 yards, too. That's balling any way you look at it. I think he was probably the last quarterback that they had. Devin Gardner. I don't know how good he was. I'm looking at it. He wasn't really that good at Michigan. But then, you know, they got a lot of good quarterback recruits. They've gotten a lot of good running back recruits too, but you gotta learn how to develop these guys, and they gotta, you know, it has to pan out. If it doesn't pan out, you know. They've had a couple of recruiting classes that just haven't panned out. 2017, we're in 2017, so you can go back and look at the 2015 recruiting class, team commitments. And they are ranked 50. So that could be a reason why we're not seeing them be this good, because that's not a very good recruiting class. And it's showing. These are usually guys, your sophomores, it's 15, that's 2 years ago, yeah, your sophomores. These players start stepping up if they don't compete immediately. So we'll look at 2014, they've been 31st. Just not very good for a top program. Yeah, gotta do better. And that's all Harbaugh. Because you got to look at his recruiting. They got a lot of, you know, like I said before, they got a lot of guys transferring. And guys are leaving for a reason. I don't know. It looks like that Brandon Peters probably going to be their quarterback next year. And then also they have Dylan McCaffrey, who's Christian McCaffrey's little brother, Ed McCaffrey's son, who to me should have just went ahead and went to Stanford. You know, but I guess he's from that area. Well, I don't know if he's from that. That's where his dad played, though. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump into a break here. We're at 4 hour.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video. But the problem is, you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
A long time ago, there was an ancient prophecy from the outermost edges of space that knows no boundaries. This fall, Earth as we know it will never be the same. One man, one weapon. Critics are calling it the best comedy of the year. From the makers of the Internet, this is his last chance to save the world. But then, the world does not exist.
Man, forget all that. Just download my special, man. Or get the DVD when it's available.
They will search for answers.
The link's posted below.
Hey, all, this is Matthew Long with the Cold Hard Truth on Sports and the Triangle Offense. I just wanted to take some time to tell you about Pest Bear, a wonderful company. They've been around for 20-plus years. They have over 11 branches in Florida. Great licensed, certified specialists, and guess what? They do more than pest control. They also take care of termites as well as lawn care, sprinkler systems, and much, much more. Call today, 1-800-PESTBEAR. That's 1-800-737-8232.
WCSB Sports and MRN Broadcasting, powered by blogtalkradio.com.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. GoCSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video, but the problem is you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
And we're back. The Lake Show is about to come on. Lakers playing the Warriors tonight. Ooh. I don't know how that's going to go for the Lake Show. Zoe hasn't been, I don't know. He's playing like a rookie. It's weird. I think, you know, people, I don't know. To me, as long as, you know, the attention and, you know, and all the criticism doesn't affect him, I guess, it's not really that problematic. But, you know, like I said, you know, he's been used to it. This isn't his first, you know, his first go around. Pro sports is kind of different, though, because in pro sports, guys' egos can and will get in the way a lot more than they did in college and high school, because everybody's a star in the pros, or everybody believes that they're a star. So now you're starting to hear rumbles in the Lakers organization about Jordan Clarkson worried about getting playing time and Alonzo Ball's on the bench or all Ball's on the floor, which to me, is, you know, that doesn't make sense. They play different positions and the only option they could have, which, like I said, I do think the Lakers do need help with their lineup. I don't know. I would have Clarkson start and then have Caldwell Pope come off the bench. You know, but I guess maybe since they're just used to having him come off the bench instead of start, they're just going to keep Clarkson there. Oh. Yeah. I guess I don't watch those type of shows either, but I don't know. I checked it out. Wasn't that bad. I'm sorry, talking to somebody else. Look at Miami had their rivalry, and I just made a quotation marks when I said rivalry game against Pitt. And guess what they did? They lost. And it's like, how do you lose against Pitt, man? At that time of the year, you know, you're right about to go to the national championship. You go at least to the playoffs. Everything's in place. And then you just go ahead and you take a big L. To me, that's a... just But then again, that's also classic. That's classic Mark Rick, man. That's what dude does. Kind of surprised, but then not really too surprised. Looking at the rankings here, it's really, like I say, I mean, you know, I know they don't go by the, you know, by the AP or anything like that, but the points are actually really close. You look at the top four, Clemson, Auburn, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. Which I don't think Auburn should have jumped over Wisconsin or Oklahoma. Like I said, I think Alabama's overrated. I don't think Alabama should go to the title. I don't think they should go to the playoffs, man. They're, you know, I mean, they're an overrated team. They got exposed. You know, they was exposed. They got exposed. They was exposed against LSU. Then they got exposed again against Michigan State. I mean, you know, they're, you know, really, like I said, really, you can go back even to the Texas A&M game. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, you knew what was there to beat them. But I think, like I said, you look at their schedule, they just really didn't play any tough teams. You know, really, Auburn is the first tough team they played, and Auburn exposed them. You look at their stats for this year. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's got 15 touchdowns, only one pick. But he only had 1,900 yards passing this year. No 1,000-yard rusher. Damian Harris is probably the best running back, 900 yards with 11 TDs. He's averaging 8.2 yards a carry, but, you know, no 1,000-yard rusher, no 1,000-yard receiver. Defense is not what it was. I mean, you compare that to even – compare that to even last year, you know. Let me see. Yeah, Hurts had almost 1,000 more passing yards last year. 2,700 yards and 23 TDs and 9 picks. What, almost 1,000 yards rushing. And you compare that to the year before with Coker when they won the national championship and they got 2,200 yards rushing out of Derrick Henry and 28 TDs. And they also got 3,000 yards out of Jake Coker and 21 touchdowns. And they just weren't anywhere close to that. But you look at it, I mean, technically, Miami could beat Clemson. Auburn could lose to Georgia. Wisconsin could lose to Ohio State. And Oklahoma could lose to TCU. But, you know, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see how that's gonna work out. You look at Penn State. They really haven't beat anybody this year either. They're both two ranked opponents they played. Ohio State and Michigan State. They both lost. But yeah, USC lost to Washington, Notre Dame, which they shouldn't have lost either one of those games. Well, Notre Dame blew them out. They shouldn't have lost to Washington, but they beat Stanford, Zona. Ohio State lost to Oklahoma, and they lost that dumb game to Iowa. But they beat Penn State, and they beat Michigan State. They blew what Michigan State has. I'm surprised. I don't know. I thought Weber for Oklahoma was going to have a breakout year this year. He did have 10 TDs, only 92 carries. Let's go ahead and run a couple of commercials.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports.
Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills.
So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video, but the problem is you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
Hey, all, this is Matthew Long with the Cold Hard Truth on Sports and the Triangle Offense. I just wanted to take some time to tell you about Pest Bear, a wonderful company. They've been around for 20-plus years. They have over 11 branches in Florida. Great licensed, certified specialists, and guess what? They do more than pest control. They also take care of termites as well as lawn care, sprinkler systems, and much, much more. Call today, 1-800-PESTBEAR. That's 1-800-737-8232.
WCSB Sports and MRN Broadcasting, powered by blogtalkradio.com.
A long time ago, there was an ancient prophecy from the outermost edges of space that knows no boundaries. This fall, Earth as we know it will never be the same. One man, one weapon. Critics are calling it the best comedy of the year. From the makers of the Internet, this is his last chance to save the world. But then, the world does not exist.
Man. Man, forget all that. Just download my special, man, or get the DVD when it's available.
They will search for answers.
The link's posted below.
All right. Here a little bit after the top of the hour, the top of the hour, top of the day. Other things going on in college football, these coaching hires. You have Mullen, looks like he's going to Florida. I don't know who's going to Tennessee. I wouldn't take that job with a 10-foot wall. Once again, anyone who's calling numbers 347-237-5539. I'm just looking at a couple of opinions on rankings here. Thank you. other big news is coming out of the NFL. I'm reading here a story about Eli Manning. Looks like he's getting benched, and Giants going to start Geno Smith. That talking for the next couple hours. Yeah, it kind of sucks, but like I said, you really lose your job all the time.
Thank you.
And we're back. Sorry about that. Got a little disconnected there. Okay, there we go. Yeah, but like I was saying about the rankings. I don't know. I wouldn't put Alabama in there. Like I said, I think you got it. If you don't win your conference championship, you got to at least play for it. I wouldn't put them in there. Ohio State, no. I wouldn't put Bama in, like I said, Auburn, Georgia. When are the Auburn, Georgia games going to go? I mean, the winner of Clemson, Miami is going to go. So the real question mark is Oklahoma, TCU, Wisconsin, Ohio State. Schedules either seems like either they're going to have to. Well, let me see. I think we're in this 4-game platform for till 2022. So either they're going to have to open it up to 6 teams or 8 teams, or they're going to have to cut down the amount of teams in each conference to where you play 9 conference opponents and then random 3 or 4. That's good. Yeah, they did it. Let me see if they did it. Is it to where you got 10 teams of conference? Then you play 9 games. Yeah, you play 4 out of conference games. You have I'm sorry about that. I'm just looking. And Baker Mayfield's probably going to win the Heisman next year. It's not that bad. He's had pretty good performances. I think if he gets a... ...37 touchdowns, 5 picks, 71%, 4,000 yards, that's balling. Can't beat that. Anyway, I kind of want to watch this game, so I'm going to go ahead and cut things a little bit short. I'm getting distracted right now. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll get back to you guys next.